Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is about sex. If you're faint-hearted or easily offended, you might not want to listen, but you should. Join me, Tracy Cox, and Kelsey Chittick as we share honest and real sex advice on this award-winning podcast.
Tracy is an international sex educator and author of lots of books about sex and relationships.
Kelsey is a podcaster, comedian, and author who is getting out of her comfort zone both in the bedroom and in these conversations.
Each week, we answer three anonymous sex and relationship questions sent in by you, our listeners. And nothing is off limits. Here's Sex Talk.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sex Talk. Kelsey and I are going to try something new today. We're going to try not to talk at all and just go straight into the questions because we've decided that we talk about a load of drivel at the start. So question number one, see if we can do it, Kelsey. Can we do it?
We can. This is better. I get annoyed at my own voice. So, all right, first question. And I love these, actually. First question. My husband and I are each other's first love. We're now 20 years on, 10 years married with a child, and I feel at a loss. Our sex life is robotic and boring, once or twice a month. Same foreplay, same position. I've repeatedly suggested trying new things, but it's always met with resistance. No willingness to talk or try anything. Frankly, he has no clue how to make me orgasm. I can count on one hand how many times that's happened. I have shown him and guided him. He's just not interested. He expects oral sex, but has never and is not willing to give it to me. But he's a great dad. I love him, but that is reducing all the time. Sometimes I dread it when he kisses me. Our child is growing up and less dependent. I'm entering a midlife in a loveless, sexless marriage. The appeal of meeting someone who would want to have more meaningful sex and experiment is huge. How on earth do we get a sex life and nearer to being what I want it to be?
Well, we're both making faces here. All right, mine's a two-part answer. First part, sex. Listen, you can rescue any sex life, no matter how dire it is, but it's got to have two factors. The first is that your partner needs to be interested in sex, and the second is that your partner needs to be interested in change. He's not scoring on any point. I mean, you clearly love sex. You're explorative. You've got a high libido. He doesn't have any interest in sex. He's not interested in learning how to make you orgasm. So any attempt is going to fail to try and improve your sex life. So that's the bottom line answer. You are not, there is no advice I can give you or anyone else can give you to improve your sex life. It is impossible. The fact that he's selfish about sex, he takes but doesn't give, no interest in giving you pleasure, doesn't ring, like, that's another big red flag for me. If he's like this in bed, what's he like out of bed? Which leads me to the second part. Now, if sex is your main goal, then yes, get up and go. But sex accounts for a quarter of all the enjoyment in a relationship. There is only so much time that you can be having sex. So if sex is the only reason you're leaving, I would really, or, you know, wanting to, is your reason, because you're sounding like you're going to walk out the door. Do you get that impression? Because I get that impression.
Yeah, that it's getting bad quickly.
Yeah, it's getting bad pretty quickly. So if sex is the only reason, don't walk out the door, because again, that three quarters of when you're not having sex might be good enough to stay. But you do say you dread kissing and you use the words loveless relationship. So if it is loveless, then consider leaving. But just be warned, there was a study out this week and I just thought, you know what, this is so true, that most people 5 years after separating regret it bitterly. They do. The grass isn't always greener. And so really, really think about that, because I know that it sounds like this is very focused on sex. Maybe he's a prick, you know, maybe he's not very nice and he is selfish through and through. If he is, then fine. But if he is a nice dad, if he is maybe a nice partner, it's just the sex that's putting you off, I think you should at least be brutally honest and just say to him, listen, our marriage is actually in trouble. I really, you know, miss sex. I want to explore sex. You don't seem open to that. Are you open to that? Are you willing to work with me? Because I'm really not happy sexually. And it's sort of leaking out into the rest of the relationship, and see what he has to say. But I can tell you now, the way things are, there is no way you can rescue your sex life under these conditions. So he needs to get a good, swift smack across the face and a wake-up call, or else you're not going to get anywhere. That's my take.
No, I think it's smart. I think, you know, I don't know how when you guys met, how old you were, but I think anybody, I remember I'd had sex with one person before I met Nate, and then I was married for 21 years, but I was glad I had that one. And he had like 100.
Yeah, sounds like they said first loves, weren't they?
Yeah.
Sorry, maybe I cut that bit out. They were their first loves. So I don't know how much experience she's had actually with other people.
No, it sounds like that was, you guys got married. So I think there's this moment when you are, I mean, I always talk to my married friends and, you know, they see that I'm single now and I can go have sex with anybody I want. And I don't feel bad about it if I do. I will tell you, there is, you know, if you love him, like Tracy said, and if he is your best friend and you enjoy parenting with him, then all of that is very, very important. And it looks like the sex conversation just needs to be a little bit deeper. It sounds to me like you've got to figure out why he won't go down on you. Why does he not want to kiss you? Why is he not willing to talk about anything? Like what's, there's something going on with him that we don't understand, because that's not normal for a guy to not be able to try anything.
I think he just doesn't like sex. I think he's just not interested in sex. That's the impression I get through.
But he wants to have oral sex from her.
Oh, yeah, he wants oral sex from her. Yeah, that's true. Just not interested in learning how to give her an orgasm.
Yeah, and I think I think that's disrespectful from his side, because if he loves you, you'll sit down and say, listen, I know that this isn't your cup of tea, but this is something I really want to explore. And I, before you ask him to do anything or change anything in sex, just say, like, what is it about me that's, or this experience that's making you so hesitant to try new things? Or to, is, are you bored? Are you embarrassed about something? What is it? Because it's not making sense to me. The other thing is, I do think life is very long now. And I think when you are raising children and you have a partner, it's like the greatest time in your life. But then when the kid gets okay and they're kind of on their own thing now, you often, because we're living longer and we have much more independence than we used to, you look at them and you go, what's going to happen when this kid leaves? Like, what in God's name are we going to do? So it sounds like that's kind of where you are also, that your son is a great thing that you guys love together, but you're not sure what's going to happen now. So these are just great conversations. I would get counseling if you can, and have somebody.
If he'd be up for it. But not all relationships last forever, do they? Maybe this is a relationship that worked for a while and now it's not working.
Yeah,
That's something to think about, isn't it?
I'll tell you truthfully, and I don't know if Tracy will agree with me, but I am so sad for so many reasons that my husband is not with me. But I am also so grateful that I have been able to experience things I would have never experienced sexually, or just experiences in life, if I had been married to him for the next 40 years. I think there's a price for everything. And so if you are really, really unhappy, and that your, would you say your desire to have meaningful sex and experiment is huge, you don't want to miss that life opportunity. So if it, you need to tell him that that's really big for you and you want to try these things, or you don't know how this is going to end, and see what he says.
Report back, please. And good luck. Good luck.
Good luck. I think you're like a lot of people.
So really, we get so many letters like this. We get so many letters like this from men and women.
Yeah.
So it's a very difficult scenario to be in.
When you're married for a long time, they feel like family. And sometimes you don't want to have sex with family. You know, you guys have been together your whole
life.
Sometimes you don't.
All you never want to have sex with family.
You know what I mean? They become like a brother. You're just like, oh, we've been together
so
long.
I know. Don't.
God, it's awful. Okay, here we go.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Next question. I am a 28-year-old straight man and I orgasm so fast. It's humiliating. It's barely a minute between when I penetrate and orgasm. I'm so embarrassed I haven't had sex for 6 months. What can I do to overcome this? I've already tried the delay spray and it did nothing.
Well, isn't it interesting, Kelsey, that we rarely get this question from a woman? How do I make my man last longer? Rarely. I have had this question before. And remember, I've been, you know, talking about sex and answering questions about sex for probably 40 years. So I can count on one hand how many times. So that is gives you a little bit of an indication about how important that is to women. So I think that, you know, it's not going to make you a better lover by lasting longer, because women, as hopefully you know, have orgasms via the clitoris, and penis thrusting in and out isn't a great way to stimulate it. So if you finish fast, but you give her or him, or depending on whether you're gay or straight, he's straight, I know, but I'm talking generally here. So long as you give an orgasm by another method, most partners don't care. Now, bit of a reality check before I go into the many, many things you can do for this, because there's so many now, which is a great thing. At the beginning, there wasn't too much that they could do, but there's a lot now. The average man lasts 2 to 3 minutes from when he penetrates to when he ejaculates. You're lasting 1 minute, okay? So you're literally, don't imagine that all these other men are going for hours or even 15 minutes or anything. I think another very good study came out with an average of 5.4 minutes, but most of them pretty much settle on 2 to 3. So this is not a sexual difficulty that you have, it's a sexual disappointment. And there is a difference between the two. Now, you say you've tried a delay spray. There are many, and I didn't used to think they worked. I now have one in my range, so obviously I do believe that they work. Mine gets great reviews. It's called Edge Delay Cream. But if you live in the US, which I don't know why I think you do, I just thought you might, there's Promescent. Have you heard of that, Kelsey? Promescent spray?
No.
That's the most popular one. But just try another one, because the formulas now are so much better. I'm going to list off a whole heap of things that you can do and focus on the ones that work the best. All of them are important, though. Healthy lifestyle. Masturbate before you have sex, because you certainly last more. If you ever see Something About Mary, that famous scene where he was masturbating?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it works. It does work. An unpopular choice is to wear a condom, an extra thick one. Most people don't choose that, but it certainly stops the sensitivity. Change masturbation technique, right? Focus less on the head, more on the shaft. So that teaches your penis not to orgasm so quickly. And another good trick is to reverse the hand movement as you approach orgasm during masturbation. So what you're doing, you're bending your wrist towards you, so your fist is twisted and your palm is on the opposite side. So you're shifting the stimulation to not on the frenulum, on the opposite side. So you're moving your hand so it's round the opposite way when you're masturbating. That's less stimulation on the bits that make you orgasm quickly. Kegel exercises, pelvic floor exercises, don't just work for women, they work for men. You can Google and do a search on how to do those. Have sex more often, that's another trick. Don't choose your favorite position, obviously. Grind, don't thrust. That in-out traditional way of thrusting is the quickest way to orgasm. So if you keep your hips close and grind, she'll enjoy it better and it will stop you coming so fast. Triple the amount of foreplay, right? She's not going to complain about that either. The old techniques are the stop-start technique, where you thrust for a little while. Well, in your case, you would literally penetrate and then hold. Wait until you get used to it. Probably do one thrust, then hold. Wait to get used to it. It's a frustrating technique that's not very popular with anyone because it is a bit frustrating. The squeeze technique works really well on some people and not others. Now, this one, I'm sure you've heard about this because most people have tried this if they do suffer from PE, which is to put your thumb on the frenulum, or she does, wrap two fingers around the head and squeeze and hold for a few seconds if you think you're going to ejaculate. It can actually stop you ejaculating. So that's one thing, probably a bit for further down the line. Edging or peaking is a technique where you bring yourself almost to a climax and then you hover there, and it's a whole, it's way too long to go into details. But if you look up edging or peaking, there are a myriad of guides. There's one on my website. If you type in edging or peaking, you'll find all the details there. Now, two slightly controversial but incredibly effective ways involve drugs, right? Taking medication. Antidepressants. They know that if you take an SSRI before sex, it may help you last 4 to 5 times longer. 4 to 5 times longer. Now, I do know several men who actually have, with their doctor's approval, you need doctor approval for this, have put themselves on antidepressants, which they then take daily. You can take them 24 hours before sex, but they have noticed a difference. It's a fairly drastic move, though, don't you think, Kelsey? The other thing is Viagra. Viagra and other ED drugs can also delay ejaculation. They just make the penis less sensitive for some men. For other men, it makes it more sensitive. So really, what you'd want to be doing is all of these things and trying what works best for you, because there are different reasons why people prematurely ejaculate. Sometimes it's hereditary, sometimes it's masturbatory techniques, sometimes it's psychological, sometimes, you know, so there's a whole heap of stuff that, you know, could be why you're ejaculating a little bit earlier than other men. The definition of premature ejaculation, by the way, is that you're having an orgasm before you want to. There is no set time of how long you're supposed to last.
Yeah, that's, and I'm going to make you feel so much better. That would be my dream. I mean, I wonder if the people that you're with are bothered by it, or you're bothered by it. Because for me personally, I would rather do a bunch of things for a long time, varying up all different types of penetration and whatever we are doing. I like it to be a long experience that is enjoyable. And then at the very end, it is, I feel the best if a guy then penetrates and you end it with that after you've had multiple orgasms and you guys have enjoyed a wonderful experience. Because most of the time, once the guy sticks his penis in, it's over at that point. Mm. And so I, by that point, I'm like, I am completely done personally. So I'm like, let's get this show on the road. I have no desire to be pumped and jumped for the next 10, 15 minutes. So I'm like, oh, the show's over. Let's now, you've done great. I'm exhausted, and go ahead and let's finish this up. And I've never felt like, oh, I wish this would go longer. I'm like, that's good. Like, we're good. So for you, I mean, I think you might want to ask the women if they're bothered by it. If it is somebody that's something, then you two can work at. But if this is something that you have in your head, I'm not sure that it's true, that it's so bad. And I would just, if I were you.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I would wait till the end before you penetrate. I would make sure that you've had a wonderful sexual experience. And then when she's done, or you say, are you done? Or are you ready for me to come or whatever? And then she'll be like, thumbs up, let's rock. And then you do it.
Some women do enjoy prolonged, you know, but I think, again, quoting all the research, very few people want intercourse to last longer than 10 minutes. 10 minutes tops, really.
That's,
I mean,
a lot,
maybe at the beginning when you're like 18. Yes, it is a lot of friction. It is a lot of friction for women.
A lot of friction for the vagina.
Yeah, it is. Maybe we're revealing our age here, Kelsey.
I'm like, I don't need you. I don't need that all that going on. I'm fine.
I'm sure when you're 18, the friction's quite nice rather than...
Well, then do the friction on the outside. I wonder if he has an orgasm when he's just dry humping. You know, I'm a huge dry humper.
Yeah.
Nothing better than a dry hump.
I don't know. That would be interesting, but... Yeah, I agree with you. I think, yeah, leave it to the very last minute. And I don't think, like I said, very rarely do women write in and say, how do I get my husband to last longer or partner 100%. To last longer? It just doesn't happen. It really doesn't happen.
And I do agree. Put on a condom. That'll slow it down for sure. Mm. You know? Okay. Last question. I love your podcast and you've encouraged me to try new things with my partner of 4 years, but it backfired on me. I thought he'd be impressed with my new trick. It was an oral sex technique, but it had the opposite effect to what I intended. He lost his erection. He seemed annoyed that I'd done something different than what we normally do. Why? I'm completely demoralized and I'm annoyed with him, and now I don't feel like making an effort at all. Someone got their feelings hurt.
Yes, and I can see why. I mean, good for her for, you know, getting up the courage to do a new thing. But I think what's happened here, I think that, you know, there's all these
sexual... What was the new thing? What I need to know what was the new thing.
I don't know what the new thing was. But I think that people all go, yeah, I really love trying new things in bed. But I think most people like routine, and I think they like a bit of warning. I mean, if I got into bed with Miles and suddenly he just segued into some new experience that he hadn't pre-warned me about, I'd be like, what? What are you doing? What are you doing? And I think this guy, you've probably been using the same technique on him for 4 years, which is how long you've been together. He had no idea you were going to change up the rules or change up whatever you were doing. And maybe his penis just got a bit surprised and he felt a bit embarrassed that he lost his erection. I mean, maybe he didn't like it. I don't know. But I find it was, I find it quite interesting that you say he seemed annoyed, but did you not talk about it afterward? Did you not say, hey, I thought I'd try something new here? You know, did you not like it? Or what was it? What went wrong there? I wonder why there wasn't that conversation. Because, you know, we all have our own unique erotic blueprint. You know, what's going to work for Joe is not going to work for James. There you go.
Joe and James have different oral sex techniques. True.
Yes. So they're going to, you know, some is his, it doesn't mean he didn't personally like what you did. It might not have been his personal taste. But I think that if you do try something new, if you're somebody and your partner does try something new, I think the correct response is to go, if you don't like it, is to go, oh, that's new. Wow, that's interesting, that technique. I'm not sure I like it, but, you know, I love that you're trying something new, but I do love it when you do X. That's the correct response, you know. And your response, if you're doing something new to your partner, it's clearly not going down well, is to either stop and just have a bit of a laugh and say, well, that didn't work, really, did it? I thought you'd like it, but clearly not. Or, you know, I thought you might like it, but it's fine that you don't. So I think things just went a little awry, and I don't think you should react quite as extreme with, you know, I'm not going to try anything new again. I think you just say to him, look, you hurt my confidence. And, you know, it took me, you know, we've talked about this before, and you've said, Kelsey, that it takes a lot of guts to try new things if you're not naturally that way inclined. So I think you could both solve this with just a conversation.
Yeah, I get my feelings hurt easily also. And I've had to watch that because I make a big deal out of things that the other person's like, I just didn't like it. And I'm like, I'm crushed, you know, or it feels like a personal attack on me. And so, you know, for people like us that are really emotional, that's a good thing. But then there's times where we just take it too far and we're like, well, I'm never ever talking to you or having sex with you again. And he's like, all I did was say, like, don't do that.
Yeah,
but we have such a our ego gets hurt so badly because we were excited about this thing or, you know, this new move, or we were really getting courageous. And then they were like, that's a no. And we're like, what? It felt like it was a no to us, but it was just to whatever. I don't know I really wish I knew what your new technique was. Yeah, I would try to let it go and laugh it off. Maybe that's the work for you, unless he was really rude. I think it just didn't work for him, and he was surprised, and he was like, I've had that happen to me when a guy has tried things that I'm like, what? Like, oh, no, thank you. We're not doing that, and that's not even on the radar, and it takes you a minute because you don't want to be rude, but you're like, that's not going to work for me. That actually freaked me out a little bit, and it takes you a minute to be like, let's not go there.
Do you know what else I just thought of then? Mm. Is that maybe he was thinking, where did she learn that? Has she been cheating? You know, because I hear that a lot. People are like, well, hang on, my partner did something in bed that I love, but hang on a minute, where did they learn that? So maybe he was a bit nervous on that score.
God, I hope that happens to me one day. They're like, hey, new girl, where'd you get that new move? You'll know I'm fully evolved at that point where I'm just throwing out new moves. And they're like, are you with someone else? I'm like, wow, I'm an expert. You know, I've got all these new things. Yeah, I think she got her feelings hurt. She was courageous. And who knows, he might have had a bad day at work. I don't know. Mm. You know, sometimes they're just not into it and they want, you know, when you know what you like, sometimes you go into sex being like, I'm going to have an orgasm like I always do. You're going to have one. And it's like scratching an itch. And so if you decided to get like wild and new, he might have been like, that is not what I signed up for today on this Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And just to finish off, if you are going to try something new that involves anal, anything with the word anal, you have to warn your partner. Never, ever,
Weeks ahead of time.
Yeah, yeah. You've got to talk about that first. Never just pull that one out, literally.
That's the life lesson of today.
Or put that one in.
Never pull out anal without conversation.
Yes.
This is why she's gotten where she is. That's brilliant. All right.
Yeah, do you reckon we can summarize, we can get out of here as quickly as we got into the questions? Can we
yes,
do it?
We can do it. Watch this. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
My God. Bye. Thanks for listening to Sex Talk. If you'd like your question answered on the show, send it to us at sextalkpod.com. So that's sextalkpod.com. You'll find info about my books, sex products, and more sex advice at tracycox.com. And that's Tracy with an E. My two sex toy ranges are sold online through lovehoney.com. Super Sex is for everyone, and Edge is designed for men who want to enhance their performance. If you like this podcast, please send it to your friends and rate and review wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.